الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أيام معدودات. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran gave us the commandment to keep the fast, Allah ta'ala followed it with the words ayyamu ma'dudat, that this fast in the month of Ramadan will be for a limited number of days. And we are about to experience what is called the waning of Ramadan and the last 10 days of Ramadan. Starting today, Maghrib, we will be entering the last Ashra of Ramadan, which the Prophet ﷺ mentioned as Itqum Minan Nar, as the emancipation from the hellfire. And the ultimate power of Ramadan is to be most felt in these last 10 days. And so it's absolutely essential that we try to make these last 10 days the best days. And we also try to reflect to what extent we can take part in this ibadat of Etikaf or seclusion, worshipping Allah Ta'ala in seclusion, which was the incredible practice of the Prophet ﷺ. You can imagine that the last 10 days of Ramadan had so much barakah, they have so much quwwat, so much qadr, so much power in it, that even if someone managed in the first 20 days not yet to benefit from the month of Ramadan, in the last 10 days, it can be enough for the whole of Ramadan. These last 10 days can be sufficient for the whole of Ramadan. And the Ramadan can be sufficient for the whole year. And in fact, if properly spent, the Ramadan can be sufficient for a whole lifetime. So the first thing to do is, just like in Shaban, we gave a talk on preparing for Ramadan. So we should also try now for the last Ashra to prepare ourselves mentally. Because it's amazing that the Prophet sallallahu he would be doing ibadah the whole year. However, every year without fail, in the last 10 days of Ramadan, the Prophet ﷺ would sit in itikaf. Not only is this a sunnat amal, but it's also for us to reflect on the fact that the Prophet ﷺ would stay in itikaf. What is about these last 10 days that even the Prophet ﷺ would put a pause on working outside and spending that time in itikaf? Must be something special and unique. Even though it's not fard, but we should do a lot of ihtimam of doing ibadah in seclusion, in solitude in these last 10 days. And there are many different aspects of our deen that suggest that every person, they need to disconnect. They need to disconnect from time to time from the dunya in order to be able to connect to Allah Ta'ala. For example, hijrat, when it was not possible to feel the closeness to Allah Ta'ala because of not being able to establish an Islamic society, the Prophet ﷺ, he decided that he and the Sahaba Ikram must migrate to Medina Munawwara. But there was a notion that no, we must leave this society and migrate. Disconnecting from one society that is un-Islamic and migrating to one that is Islamic. Making hijrat from our own ignorance to ilm, making hijrat from our own jahiliyyah to a life of iman, making hijrat from sins and masiyat, disobedience, into worship and obedience, leaving sins and heedlessness, and then migrating towards remembrance and zikr. This was the theme of hijrah, that we must leave, we must migrate, we must disconnect. And we must connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every connection requires a prior and a previous disconnect. And that's the meaning of tawbah that Allah ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. That ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. That those who have iman, they should repent to Allah ta'ala. Again, ilallah means that you repent from something to something. In English, we call this a paradigm shift. That we repent from the sin. So there's a notion of leaving. We leave, we disconnect before we join ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this notion of the last 10 days is also basically about disconnecting ourselves from everything. Disconnecting ourselves from the dunya, from the worries of the dunya, from people around us, and drowning ourselves in the worship and remembrance of Allah Ta'ala exclusively, to the exclusion of everything else, as much as possible. And when is this ibadat coming? This is not coming when we are in the most, when we are most ghafil or heedless. This is coming after 20 days of Ramadan, when we are at our peak. We have just spent 20 days of Ramadan. We're probably better off on 19th or 20th Ramadan than we were all year round. So right in the middle of Ramadan, Allah is telling us that you should disconnect. Why? You should go into the depth. Seek depth in your deen. Seek depth in your ta'alluq with Allah. Seek depth in the zikr of Allah. Many times we just float on the surface of ibadat. We're floating on the surface of deen. And Allah Ta'ala is saying, look, that perhaps you are busy with the dunya. Perhaps you are busy with your studies. You're busy with your work. You're working. And you're not able to go deep throughout the year. And that's why you have to stay on the surface. But I want that there should be some time in the whole year that you spend 10 days going deep. And I've given you 20 days already for that. I've given you 20 days to get already disconnected from the dunya, to turn to me in ibadat, to turn to me in Quran, in zikr, in taraweeh. And now that after 20 days of worship, 20 days of workshop, you can see that these are 20 days just preparing us for the final stretch, for the last 10 days. After the rough cut, now the iman is ready to be deeply polished. So this is a general teaching, and in our times, in this day and age, we have to find some way to partake from the barakah of the last 10 days and go deeper into our deen, to take the last 10 days to a higher level, to achieve some level of depth, to get some disconnectedness, to get some connection with Allah. That's the asal of the last 10 days. And if you cannot spend the last 10 days completely, to as much as possible, a person should disconnect. Sometimes many people think that, okay, if I cannot do the proper itikaf in the next 10 days, then these next 10 days have no extra significance for me. I'll just spend them like the previous 20 days. But I remember when we were in the university, there were people who used to do semi-nafil itikaf. What that meant was that they would give whatever time they could to Allah. They would give their morning, offer tahajjud, fajr, suhoor, and then they would go to work to study at the university. So nafil can still be done even in this day and age right now. That we seclude ourselves and we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exclusively by disconnecting ourselves as much as possible. So we should, it's doable. I've seen this with my own eyes. People are able to do this. And at a university setting, they're able to do this. In many other places, in a very mukhalif environment, opposing environment. And we have also seen the asr, the effect of that disconnect on those people. And in fact, maybe more, because the more effort and struggle that they're making, constantly disconnecting, not just once for 10 days, but every single day, they would disconnect themselves from their job, from their mundane, from the dunya, from their studies. And that had a very lasting effect afterwards, because they kept going to work and they kept experiencing very spiritual days at work. They were in a state of remembrance. They never worked like that before. They never studied like that before. They never brought their zikr outside into the world, into their places of study and work. That remembrance of Allah lasted with them afterwards. So if a person cannot sit in the masjid, then at the very least we can spend in our own home, disconnect, and spend the night, spend the days as much as possible in seclusion, disconnecting and worshipping Allah. And especially in the nights, the odd nights, to seek Laylatul Qadr. Because the Prophet ﷺ said that in several hadiths, that Laylatul Qadr lies in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. And it's mostly likely that it falls in the last odd nights of Ramadan. And tonight will be a Laylatul Qadr. And this month, Laylatul Qadr, this night, Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months, 80 years. And if you can worship Allah on this night, it's like worshiping Allah for an entire lifetime. 80 years, people live for 80. So this night is tonight. So we should seek out this Laylatul Qadr. And the best way to do that is to remain awake during the night and spend that night in worship. Worshipping Allah Ta'ala exclusively, disconnecting ourselves from every other thought, from every other concern, and losing ourselves in the remembrance and worship of Allah. You can do this at home. And all of us, we will experience something. Right? When a person takes advantage of this, so alhamdulillah, you know, there are ways in which a person can benefit. We just have to make that niyat of disconnecting. And we have to make mujahida in these last 10 nights. Last 10 days and last 10 nights. We should try to do so. And if anyone feels that they're ready to take that plunge, they should take it. Call 10 days off altogether. Nothing about the dunya in the last 10 days. If you have that ability, you can call it off. Just take that plunge. call 10 days off from the, take a break from dunya for 10 days. Maybe you might not have time in the future to do this. Maybe next year you might get busy. You might be working. You might have children. There can be so many other responsibilities on you. So if you can, spend the last 10 days just taking that plunge. You might have the ability now. Don't think that right now I don't have the ability for it. You don't have to spend a super itikaf. You just have to reclose yourself in that environment. And that itself is a very big, big thing. It's enough for us to change us. And inshallah, if you get to that, and then you also have the chance to listen to some talks and bayans about mashayikh and ulama, they'll be continually pumping you and renewing you in your iman, in your motivation and passion. So this is an incredible thing that Allah has given to us. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ would never miss it. So much so that 1 year when he missed i'tikaf, the next year he spent 20 days in i'tikaf. He did qaza of i'tikaf. And that is unheard of in the sunnah. 20 days. And actually this is a lesson that we're supposed to carry with us for our whole life. That everyone should have some moments in the 24-hour day and night that they devote exclusively to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the purpose of the last 10 days is an intensive 10-day training. We can partake from it as much as we can, train ourselves of how to disconnect. Ideally, a person should be able to disconnect every single day. Every single salah and prayer should be itikaf. Every prayer should be a disconnect. Or we should have some moments in our day in which we can spend our time doing zikr. Another way that Allah has mentioned in the Quran is tabattul. There was kur isma rabbik wa tabattul ilayhi tabatila. Tabattul means complete disconnect, complete disengagement from everything, and complete engagement with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wazikur means complete disengagement from the remembrance of everything that is ghayrullah, other than Allah, and completely engaging oneself in that zikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's an ability that we all have. We just have to realize that ability. Whether in salah, tilawat, durood, or some type other type of zikr. And that's what the training is in these last 10 days. And when you spend that in that zone, in that mode, you will also feel like doing newer and newer ibadat. Ibadat that you never even heard about or never felt like doing because you were too lazy. You will feel like praying maybe some qaza salah of your life. You will feel like praying some salat tasbih. You might feel like reciting Quran for a long period because you've just taken a break from the dunya for 10 days. You might feel like just making a spontaneous long dua to Allah. You will feel like doing zikr. You will feel like making istighfar. You will feel like making durood. And that'll be something new also, to feel like doing ibadah. That's something new. Usually we have to force ourselves. So you have to put yourself in those 10 days. It's like an incubator. Like they put a newborn baby in the incubator. If you got the rahmat and the maghfirah of the past 20 days, then you're like a newborn baby. Allah Ta'ala in His mercy has washed away our sins. And now we are put into this incubator of the last 10 days of Ramadan so that we can be brought up to the full strength of taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This whole system of Ramadan designed to create taqwa. The last 10 days, the spirit of i'tikaf, that we can revive. Maybe not the act of i'tikaf, but the spirit of i'tikaf can be done. The concept of sitting in seclusion and reaching that taqwa. So if we partake from this, we will feel that barakah. Taqwa is also a form of disconnect. I can disconnect from my desires and do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to do. I can disconnect from myself and do what Allah wants me to do. to have that ability to disconnect and that ability to connect. So in reality, actually, the truth is that the whole life is supposed to be like an itikaf. The whole life is supposed to be like a fast, a roza. And then you will make iftar when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. Either your iftari will be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is smiling upon you and you are smiling upon him, or the iftari would be that Allah ta'ala is upset with us and you are disappointed with him. This whole world should be spent as if we're in itikaf. That we should be engaging with the dunya only so long as it is necessary and as long as it is a necessity. Otherwise, everything should be for Allah. Lillah, billah, fillah. And that is why that those people who are not able to do these 10 days, they begin to feel that. They begin to view their dunya as ghayre asal, something which is not their primary identity. It changes their mindset. They long back to go and worship Allah Ta'ala. They totally get a new way of looking at their work, of their studies, of their dunya, through the perspective and lens of ibadah. And that's a good effect. It has a good asar. It stays a long time afterwards. That effect continues. So that's a very good connection, that the dunya is not our primary identity. The akhirah is our real destination. The deen is our real destination. Pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our primary goal. That should be our whole life. That's the purpose of our life. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah himself says that. That I have not created humanity or jinn for any other reason except that they constantly think of themselves as my servants and slaves, this ubudiyah. We have spent our whole life fleeing away from this servanthood. But in the last 10 days, we can reclaim this identity. We can restore ourselves back to this ubudiyah. That's the ultimate basic essence of humanity. It's an incredible amal, right? So one should try to spend as much time as possible in the last 10 days of Ramadan trying to disconnect and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exclusively. And when you make intention, don't delay for the last 10 days. We are creatures of delaying, of procrastination. Ramadan is the month to break these habits of laziness. And the connection between a Ramadan and itikaf and the last 10 days and deen of Islam, you can understand this in the following way, that when you have a race and at the end you will find there's going to be physical achievement, right? Racing requires physical exercise. And then at the end stage of that race is where when a person sprints, it's the last dash, the last sprint. In the 400 meter race, the person spends the last dash, the marathon, then you also have the last dash, the last circuit. And this is what our attitude should be in the last 10 days of Ramadan. This is my sprint. I've been working at this. Now is the time to give it my all. Even if it is just to collapse at the finish line, which is Eid. And that's why that person who does that sprint, they will rejoice when they cross the finish line. Just like that, a person who makes his sprint in the last 10 days of Ramadan will be rejoicing on the day of Eid. Then you will truly feel happy. You won't feel happy because it's a festive occasion. You will truly feel an ajeeb happiness in your heart at the time of Eid because you spent the last few days of Ramadan properly. You will understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared this day as Yawmul Eid, a day of happiness, a day of rejoicing, a day of feasting, a day of celebration. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala celebrates this achievement of taqwa. It's something to be celebrated, not our birth. Something to be celebrated is the achievement of taqwa, or at least an increase in taqwa. Allah celebrates these things. An nikah nisful iman. You get nikah, you celebrate that with the walima. That is worth, that is something worth celebrating. You completed your iman through nikah. You finished the month of Ramadan, you increased in taqwa. That is worth celebrating. You went on hajj, or you had the nisbat with the hujjaj, and the ummah, the people of the ummah that went to Arafah and earned rahmah and mercy of Allah. That is worth celebrating. So getting the maghfirah and the rahmat of Arafat, getting the taqwa of Ramadan, getting iman in our iman through nikah, these are things that we celebrate. We celebrate the deen. This is the mizaj, the quality of the sharia. And this is also the mizaj of the akhirah. The whole of akhirah is actually an eid. It's an eid, and this dunya is a Ramadan. And truly, the ones who will be rejoicing on that Eid, they will be enjoying it properly. So we must make a deep intention that, Ya Allah, surely I wasted my year. Perhaps I haven't even done the proper qadr of this month of Ramadan. It's flown by me, it's passing by. It's more than 63% gone. 66% gone, and I was just warming up. I can see the end. And if you think about this, it's so ajeeb that a few days ago we were thinking that Ramadan is coming, Ramadan is coming, Ramadan is coming, and now 20 days have already passed by, and it's about the ending of Ramadan. The finish line is coming up. Allah says in Quran Himself, Ayyamu ma'dudat, that these are limited days. Spend them carefully, or they will pass by you. So when you see the finish line, now you have to make a dash. It's no time to jog now. It's no time to think that what am I? Who am I? What about my studies? What about my job? My this, my that, my other. I'm not ready to go all out. Give me something that is tier 2 activity, less intense. These things keep us going around in circles all the year round. That, sir, I can't do this. Can you please give me some lighter activity? Can I have something where I don't have to go all out? Can't you do something where there is no Arabic involved? Can't you just have a general lecture? This is the time for you to go all out. The 10 days are those days where every individual Muslim, they should go all out. Like a coach, right? Trying to pump up the team for the match, go all out. That's what it is. That's what the 10 days are. Ajeeb barakah in the last 10 days of Ramadan. And obviously the greatest is Laylatul Qadr. This alone is the gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have Allah Ta'ala gave to this ummah. This ummah alone has been given that rank of Laylatul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. That we have bestowed upon you the Quran in this Laylatul Qadr. Khayrun min alfi shahr. It is better than 1,000 months, 82 years in a few months. That means if you spend 10 minutes doing istighfar on this night, it's as if you spend 10 minutes for 80 years, 10 minutes every single day for 80 years. Me and you, we are not people of istiqamat and consistency. If I say, is there any amal you can do for just 10 minutes, but you can do for every day for 80 years, you will say probably no. Laylatul Qadr. Allah gives the gift of consistency for free in the last 10 days, last 10 nights. Gives the gift of kasrat. If you do remembrance of Allah, and You will get Laylatul Qadr. You remember Allah every night. You can become a person of Zikr Kaseer, person of Istiqamat. You can become amongst the Muqarrabun, the Sabiqun, the Awwalun, the Awliya, the Muhsineen, Muqarrabin, Siddiqeen, Sadiqeen, all terms in the Quran Al Kareem. This is the power of the month of Ramadan. It's an incredible thing. And there's really no one who's beyond the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala and the Quwwat of Ramadan and the power of Ramadan. It's just something we haven't tapped into. It's an untapped potential, an untapped phenomenal power. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us to spend these last 10 days of Ramadan as devotedly, as passionately, as ultimately as we can, and make this a sprint to the finish line of taqwa, so that maybe we can manage to cross that line and out of the rahmat of Allah become people of taqwa. La'allakum tattaqun. So that we can adorn ourselves with this libas of taqwa, this garment of taqwa, and then carry that garment of taqwa with us throughout our life. And then we'll be successful both in this world and will be successful in the akhirat. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the ability to maximize on these last 10 nights. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, we'll make dua. الحمد لله وكفى سبحان ربي العال سبحان ربي سبحان ربي العال الوهاب اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا الله يا رب كريم ہم آپ کے عاجز مسکین سے بنتے ہیں ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو درگزر فرما ہمارے عیبوں کی پردہ پوشی فرما یا رب کریم یا اللہ جو گناہ یاد ان کو معاف فرما جو کر کے بھول گئے ان کو معاف فرما یا رب کریم ہماری توبہ کو قبول فرما اللہ اپنی رحمت سے اپنی محبت ہمیں نصیب فرما اللہ ہمارے ظاہر کو اچھا فرما باطن کو اچھا فرما اللہ باطن کے میل اور گندگی کو دور فرما اپنے عشق آتش ہمارے سینوں میں پیدا فرما، ہمارے انگ انگ سے اپنی محبت کو جاری فرما، روئے روئے سے اپنی محبت کو جاری فرما، ہڈی ہڈی بوٹی بوٹی اپنی رحمت نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم، رمضان مبارک کا مہینہ گزرتا چلا جا رہا ہے، اللہ ہر رات میں آپ کے پیارے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ لاکھوں لوگ جہنم سے بری ہوتے ہیں. اللہ آج کی رات ہے لیلت القدر کی رات ہے، اللہ آج کی رات میں اللہ ہمیں بھی جہنم سے بری فرما دیجئے، اللہ خیر کا فیصلہ فرما دیجئے، اپنی رحمتوں کا فیصلہ فرما دیجئے، اللہ اپنی برکتوں کا رحمت برکتوں کے فیصلے فرما دیجئے. یا رب کریم، رحمتوں والا اللہ فرما. اللہ میرا ڈر لگتا ہے کہ آپ کے سیدنا جبرائیل علیہ السلام نے بد دعا مانگی کہ برباد ہو جائے وہ شخص جس کو رمضان کا مہینہ ملا اور پھر بھی اپنی بخشش نہ کرا سکا، اور آپ کے پیارے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے بد دعا پہ آمین فرمایا. یا رب کریم، یہ مہینہ ہمارے ہاتھ سے پھسلتا چلا جا رہا ہے، اللہ اپنی رحمت سے ہماری بخشش فرما دیجئے، تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے. اللہ جو گناہ ہم نے تنہائیوں میں کیا ان کو معاف فرما، جو محفلوں میں کیا ان کو معاف فرما. یا رب کریم، ہم تمام گناہوں سے سچی پکی توبہ کرتے ہیں، اللہ اپنی رحمت سے ہماری اس توبہ کو قبول فرما، اپنے توابین تائبین مندوں میں شامل فرما. اللہ ہمارے سیئات کو حسنات سے تبدیل فرما، اللہ ہمارے برائیوں کو نیکیوں سے تبدیل فرما. یا اللہ، ہمارے اندر شہوت ہے، اس شہوت کو دور فرما، حیا کی نعمت عطا فرما. اللہ حسد کے بجائے اللہ میں خیر خواہی کے جذبہ عطا فرما، ہمارے دلوں سے تکبر اور کبر کو دور فرما. اللہ میں عاجزی نصیب فرما، اللہ میں سادگی نصیب فرما، اللہ ہمارے اندر سے بخل کو دور فرما، دنیا کی ناجائز محبتوں کو دور فرما، نفسانی شیطانی حیوانی محبتوں کو دور فرما. اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو صاف فرما، پاک فرما، اپنی محبت سے لبریز فرما، اپنے عشق آتش ہمارے سینوں میں پیدا فرما. یا رب کریم، ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما، اللہ ہمارے اٹھے ہاتھوں کو قبول فرما لیجئے. یا رب کریم، ہم نیک بننا چاہتے ہیں، اللہ ہمیں نیک بنا دیجئے. اللہ ہم چاہتے ہیں کہ آپ کی محبت دل میں محسوس کر سکیں، اللہ ہمیں محبت کا احساس عطا فرما، اپنی محبت میں شدت عطا فرما، رسوخ نصیب فرما. اللہ اپنی معرفت کے اندر کمال عطا فرما، ہر دم اپنی معیت اپنا استعظار نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم، پورے دل کے ساتھ اللہ آپ سے محبت کرنے والا بنا، اللہ پوری محنت کے ساتھ آپ کو راضی کرنے والا بنا. یا رب کریم، ہمارا گناہوں سے بچنا تو مشکل ہے لیکن آپ کا بچا لینا تو آسان ہے. اللہ میں گناہوں سے پاک زندگی نصیب فرما، اللہ ہمارے ریشے ریشے سے اور روئے روئے سے گناہوں کے کھوٹ کو دور فرما دیجئے. اللہ اپنی رحمت کی نظر ہم پہ ڈال دیجئے، جس طرح آپ نے بشر حافی پہ رحمت کی نظر ڈالی، شراب خانے سے نکال کے ان کو محبت کی شراب پلا دی، اللہ ہم پر بھی اپنی ایک ایسی رحمت کی نظر ڈال دیجئے، اپنی محبت کی شراب عطا فرما دیجئے. جس طرح آپ نے فضیل ایاز پہ رحمت کی نظر ڈالی، ڈاکوؤں کی سرداری سے نکال کر انہیں ولیوں کا سردار بنا دیا، اللہ ایسی رحمت کی نظر ہمیں بھی عطا فرما دیجئے. اللہ، بچہ پریشان ہوتا ہے ماں باپ کی طرف دوڑتا ہے، بندہ پریشان ہوتا ہے پروردگار کی طرف لوٹتا ہے. یہ بے قصوں کے دستگیر، ٹوٹے دلوں کو تسلی دینے والے، خالی جھولیوں کو بھر دینے والے، اللہ ہم نے بھی جھولیاں پھیلائی ہوئی ہیں. اللہ، آپ کے پیارے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ اس وقت تو قبولیت دعا کا وقت ہوتا ہے، اللہ آپ کی رحمت عروج پہ ہوتی ہے. اللہ، آپ تو چاہتے ہیں کہ میرے بندے مجھ سے مانگو، مجھ سے مانگو، میں تمہیں دیکھ کے خوش ہوتا ہوں. یا رب کریم، ہم آپ سے مانگتے ہیں، یا رب کریم، آپ ہمیں دیکھ کے خوش کر دیجئے. اللہ، آپ دیکھ کے خوش ہو جائیے، ہمیں عطا کر کے ہمیں خوش فرما دیجئے. یا رب کریم، ہمیں اپنی محبت عطا فرما دیجئے، اپنی مغفرت عطا فرما دیجئے، اپنی رحمت عطا فرما دیجئے. اللہ، ہمیں اپنی برکت نصیب فرما دیجئے. اللہ، ہمارے اٹھے ہاتھوں کو قبول فرما لیجئے، ہمارے دل کی جتنی نیک تمنائیں ہیں، جائز حاجتیں ہیں، اللہ سب کو قبول فرما لیجئے. اللہ، جو مانگتے ہیں اللہ اس سے بہتر عطا فرما دیجئے، جو مانگنا چاہیے تو نہیں مانگ سکے اللہ بن مانگے عطا فرما دیجئے. اللہ، ہر بندے کے دل میں کچھ چھپے ہوئے غم ہوتے ہیں، دکھ ہوتے ہیں، اللہ جن کو کسی کے سامنے بیان بھی نہیں کر سکتا. اللہ، آپ تو ہر بندے کے چھپے ہوئے غموں کو جانتے ہیں. اللہ، ہمارے چھپے ہوئے غموں کو دور فرما دیجئے، ہمارے دکھوں کو دور فرما دیجئے، غموں کو ختم کر دیجئے. اللہ، ہمیں اطمینان نصیب فرما، اللہ اپنے قرب کی کیفیت نصیب فرما. یا رب کریم، ہماری ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما، اللہ دنیا کا بھی اصول ہے کہ جب مزدور مزدوری مکمل کر لیتا ہے تو اس کی نظر بھی مالک کی جیب پہ ہوتی ہے۔ یا رب کریم، روزے کا وقت، افطار کا وقت قریب ہے، اللہ ہماری نظر بھی آپ کی رحمت کے اوپر ہے۔ اللہ ہمیں پتہ ہے کہ ہمارے پاس عمل تو ایسا نہیں کہ ہم عمل کی وجہ سے آپ سے مانگیں، اللہ ہم تو آپ کی رحمت کی وجہ سے مانگتے ہیں۔ اللہ اپنا کرم والا معاملہ فرما دیجئے، اللہ رحمت والا معاملہ فرما دیجئے، اللہ ہمیں نہیں دیکھیے، ہمارے عملوں کو نہ دیکھیے۔ اللہ آپ کے پیارے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ اس وقت کی دعائیں قبول ہوتی ہیں۔ یا رب کریم، یا اللہ اس بات کی لاج رکھ لیجئے اور ہمارے انگوٹھے ہاتھوں کو قبول فرما لیجئے۔ اللہ آنے والے وقت کو گزرے ہوئے وقت سے بہتر فرما، اللہ آنے والی زندگی کو گزری ہوئی زندگی کا کفارہ بنا۔ رب کریم، کبھی بھی اپنے در سے دور نہ فرما، کبھی بھی بے سہارا نہ فرما، اللہ ہمیشہ اپنی پشت پناہی نصیب فرما، خیر نصیب فرما، اپنے دین میں عافیت عطا فرما، دنیا میں عافیت عطا فرما، فیصلوں میں عافیت نصیب فرما، قدم قدم پہ اللہ اپنی برکتیں شامل حال فرما۔ یا رب کریم، جو مانگا ہے وہ بھی نصیب فرما، جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکے، اللہ اپنی رحمتوں سے وہ بھی عطا فرما۔ ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم، وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبه خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.